Hey there, how are you? I hope you are having an amazing day or night. Today, we are going to be doing some end of the year reflection, so stay with me. You are listening to the Career Talk, Learn, Grow, Thrive podcast, where we talk about all the things career related. I tell you how it is, and we get right to the point. I'm your host, Stephanie Dennis. My background is in HR, which is what I have my master's degree in, and this is a great time to mention this podcast does contain adult language. All right, getting into it here. End of the year, a reflection. So before I dive into my list, because, you know, it's me and we always have a list, I want us to think about the reflection points as both in your career as well as outside of your career. So everything to do with your career and job, and then also everything else. So let's get into it. Number one, as the year comes to a close, how are you feeling in general? Just how are you feeling in this moment that you're listening, or maybe you're writing down the numbers and you want to, you know, journal on some of this stuff later. Just how are you feeling in general about everything? Number two, how do you want to feel? How do you want to feel moving forward in general? Maybe you're listening years from now, who knows? How do you want to feel? Number three, what are some of the struggles that you have overcome this year? There's been, I feel like every year is filled with a lot of struggle, right? So what are some of the struggles you've overcome? What are the obstacles you've, you know, conquered? What are some of the things you would put in if you were going to say, hey, here are some quote unquote wins for the year, right? What would that list look like? What would be on that list? Number four, what are some of the amazing and awesome new memories that you've created? Well, we definitely have had a lot of chaos. I feel like there's also been a lot of really great things. So what are some of those awesome and fun, amazing, great memories that you've created? Number five, what brought you joy this year? Again, as it relates to your career, but also as it relates to your personal life as well. Number six, what are you looking forward to? Maybe you have a fun trip planned. Maybe you're going to start a business. Maybe you want to start a family. Maybe you want to work towards a promotion you talked about with your boss. Whatever it may be, what are you looking forward to this next year? Number seven, how are you feeling about your job? How are you feeling about your job? How you feel about things matters. I've talked about it on many episodes, but really think about it. When you think about your job, do you feel joy and excitement and happiness and that you're solving good challenges? Or does it make you feel stressed or nervous or anxious? Maybe it's a combination of all of those things, but how does your job make you feel? Number eight, what do you want to accomplish at work, specifically at work? Maybe there are particular projects that you want to accomplish. Maybe there are certain numbers in terms of, you know, sales or, you know, recruiting. It could be hiring numbers, whatever it might be. Number nine, what career goals do you want to have set for yourself for the next 1 to 3 years? What sort of goals do you want to set that you can be pursuing over the next few years? Number 10, what projects or what type of work do you want to work on? You know, think about what you've enjoyed in the past and what you want to try and be a part of in this upcoming year. Number 11, what do you want to change, work and outside of work? What do you want to change? What should change? What has to change? And maybe even what are some obstacles that are preventing you from making that change sooner? Number 12, what aha moments occurred? The aha moments, right? Where you've realized like, aha, got it. You know, for me, it's usually more of a, oh shit. You know, when you realize something, it's like, oh shit. Yep. Or, oh shit, yep, you know, depending on if it's good or maybe less than positive. Number 13, what did you lose track of that you want to refocus on. So oftentimes it's really easy for us to be going 100 miles an hour and we're doing a bunch of things. And sometimes when we're doing a bunch of things, we might lose track of some things that are really important to us or maybe have really helped us in the past. So what have you lost track of that you want to refocus on? Number 14, what are you doing that isn't productive? I laugh because I do a lot of things that aren't productive as it relates to quote unquote societal's definition of productive, right? But I also, when I am doing things that are quote unquote unproductive as society would tell me is unproductive, it's incredibly productive for my mental health, my self-care, my just being able to, you know, take half a Saturday to nap and watch Netflix and Hulu and whatever I want to do because that fills my bucket back up. I need rest, right? So when I say, what are you doing that isn't productive? Maybe it is watching too much TV or, you know, screen time or whatever it might be, but also be asking yourself, is it too much or is that rest? Because rest is productive. I don't give a fuck what anyone says about that. Everyone needs rest. You are better as a human, as a employee, as a business owner, as a partner, as anyone who is in one of the ships, right? Relationships, friendships, you know, whatever. Now I'm thinking about what's that song called? Oh, you know it. A guy named August sings it. Entanglements. Number 15. Do you need to ask for help with anything? Asking for help can be hard, and asking for help can be life-changing in the best way. So while it's hard, do it. You don't need to ask for help with everything. Typically, there are a lot of things we can do without any help. And when you need help, you need to ask for it. Even if you have never asked for help ever, and it's uncomfortable and awkward, and you fumble through it, and it's really just doesn't seem to flow right, still do it. Still ask for the help and be humble enough to be able to do that. Number 16, what changes do you need to make with regards to your relationships? So all of the ships, right? Relationships, friendships, entanglements, whatever it might be. What changes do you have to make? So maybe you need to try and make more time for certain relationships. Maybe you need to try and significantly cut back on certain relationships as it relates to your time. Maybe time isn't the issue. I shouldn't say issue. Maybe time isn't a factor in some relationships. Maybe you just need to change some of the things you're doing, right? Maybe if you have a partner or you're in a relationship with someone, significant other, whatever it might be, and you guys spend a lot of really great quality time at home, but you're like, I want to, you know, go to more new restaurants, or I want to take new adventures, right? Whatever it might be. What do you need to change about your relationships? This is about you and your relationships, no one else. Number 17, do you have any fears that are holding you back? Honestly, I'll ask it again and be honest with yourself. Be genuine. No one else is here. No one else is, you know, even if they're listening, no one else is in your brain. This is you. Do you have any fears that are holding you back? And should you overcome them? So there is a lot of science around fear, and some fear is valid and healthy. There, it is a good thing to have a healthy amount of fear. And whatever that healthy amount of fear is, it's different for everyone, right? Certain types of fear keep us alive, right? But there are certain things that we are afraid of that we just need to overcome and get after our goals and be amazing. So be amazing if it's the right kind of fear to overcome. Number 18, how did you prioritize yourself? How did you put you first or you at the top of the priority list? It's really, really easy to just zoom through life, and as we take on more things and more relationships, to consciously or unconsciously deprioritize ourselves. So how did you prioritize yourself? And the answer could be that you didn't, and that is perfectly okay and perfectly valid. But ask yourself, how do you want to prioritize yourself? Number 19, how is your communication with others? How has your communication been? Do you feel like you're able to communicate with people effectively? Do you feel like when you communicate, the outcome is a positive one? And if it's not, is there anything you want to change around that? Are there certain things that you could be communicating more clearly? Or maybe you need to set certain boundaries or certain expectations so there's less conflict around communication. Number 20, who or what? It could be what. Who or what has inspired you this year? 21. What do you want to learn? I love learning new things. I love continually learning and reading and exploring. And I love when I can learn new things and understand new concepts. And sometimes I don't know exactly what I don't know, right? Like, I don't know necessarily, 5 years ago, I wouldn't have said, I really want to learn about happiness and the science of the brain and how that affects, our day-to-day lives. And so I kind of went down this like brain science rabbit hole, a few years ago. I wouldn't have known about that, but maybe I probably did know. I want to study happiness and what goes into that, because there's actually a lot that's tied to your brain and how our brains are wired versus things we can do to kind of fix some of that natural negative wiring. And maybe you do know, but think about things you want to learn or explore or research or dig into. Number 22. What are some of the places that you want to go? Restaurants. Maybe you want to go on certain trips. Maybe you want to go to certain destinations or hikes or lakes or oceans or boating trips or whatever it might be. Where are the places you want to visit? Museums, art galleries, Broadway, whatever it is for you. Number 23, what financial goals do you want to achieve financially in a year from now? What do you want to say you've accomplished? Maybe it's a savings goal. Maybe it's a paying off a certain thing goal, whatever that is for you. Maybe it's an investment goal. Who knows? 24, what books do you want to read? Maybe it's just a book. I don't know. Do you read a lot? I have no idea. I read a lot. Or maybe what type of books? Maybe you're not sure exactly what the book is, but you know some general topics you want to read about. Number 25, are there any routines that you want to put in place or even change or remove, right? So sometimes we can be in routines that are generally good, but there's a couple changes we want to make. Sometimes we get into routines that are really bad and we're like, oh, we need to just cut that completely. Or maybe it's like this part, certain part of life is a little bit, rocky, whatever, fill in the blank of whatever word you want to use, right? And I want to create a routine that can make this thing better. Maybe mornings are kind of rough and you want to have a better morning routine. Maybe you have a really hard time going to bed, so you want to try and change a few things that you do before you go lay down, whatever it might be. Number 26, what fills your bucket? I love the what fills your bucket analogy. I feel like if you think about this huge, huge bucket, maybe it's a barrel. Maybe it's a wine barrel. Ooh, or a whiskey barrel. I don't even know. Maybe it is just a rainwater barrel. I really have no idea. Big old barrel, let's just say. And there's a bunch of holes in it. And the water in that bucket, or whatever's in that bucket, leaks out, right? And your energy is getting drained. When the energy is getting drained and you need to fill back up, what refills your bucket? What fuels your energy? And number 27, what drains your bucket? What sucks the energy out of you? So oftentimes the answers to number 26 and 27, if you haven't done this exercise before, can be very enlightening and will shed some clarity on some things you might want to change. So think about a big old bucket with a whole bunch of holes in it, and the water or whatever liquid is inside, wine, whiskey, water, whatever, coffee, who knows, is leaking out, and the liquid is your energy. So what is making the holes and taking your energy away, and then what fills it back up again? I hope that you get to do all the things you want to do. I hope this episode was helpful and valuable. If there's a question or a topic you want me to cover, definitely reach out. Let me know. I'd love to help if I'm able. Thank you so very much for being here, for listening and supporting the show. I appreciate you more than you'll ever know. Website, You can find some information on the podcast, some notes. I have a list of a variety of different topics I've done and kind of categorized those. Feel free to check it out, stephdennis.com. You can support the show several different ways: listening, sharing with a friend, leaving a rating and or review, sharing on your socials, monetarily, PayPal and Anchor. The links are below. You can reach out to me on the socials, Instagram and TikTok at stephdennis13 and Instagram at Career Talk Podcast. We are written, produced, hosted, and edited by yours truly. You are so amazing and so fantastic. I hope you have a wonderful, lovely rest of your day.